Buster for Jones is not skin and bones. In fact, he's remarkably fat. He doesn't hoard pubs. He has 8 or 9 clubs. For he's the St. James's Street Cat. He's the cat we all greet as he walks down the street in his coat of fastidious black. No commonplace mousers have such well-cut trousers or such an impeccable bag.
In the Hall of St. James, the smartest of names is the name of his brother of cats. And we're all of us proud to be guarded or bowed to by Buster for Jones in life's fast.
My visits are occasional to the senior educational, and it is against the rules for anyone cat to belong both to that and the joint superior schools. When I'm seen in a hurry, there's probably curry at the Siamese or at the Glutton. If I look full of gloom, then I've lunched at the tomb on cabbage, rice pudding, and mutton.
In the Hall of St. James, the smartest of names is the name of this brother of cats. And we're all of us proud to be nodded or bowed to by Buster for Jones in white.
So much in this way passes Buster for's day. At one club or another he's found. It can be no surprise that under our eyes he has grown unmistakably round. He's a 25-pounder,
or I am a bounder,
and he's putting on weight every day.
But I'm so well preserved because I've observed all my life a routine, and I'll say I am still in my prime. I shall last out my time.
That's the word from the stoutest of cats.
It must and it shall be springing.